Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Kansas City Chiefs running back Larry Johnson is drawing criticism from the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation after the Kansas City Star reported that he hurled a homophobic slur at reporters in the locker room Sunday afternoon. GLAAD President Jarrett Berrios called on the National Football League to punish Johnson for using the slur to disparage reporters. Berrios said, quote, "All too often this is the word that is used to ridicule and harass young gay and transgender athletes on local sports fields across America. Professional athletes who use this word need to be held accountable for feeding a climate of intolerance toward our community. NFL officials need to take action and condemn this and future uses of this anti-gay epithet," end quote. Chiefs coach Todd Haley, whom Johnson belittled in a series of posts on Twitter on Sunday night, said that the team was investigating the incident. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello says the league is also looking into Johnson's remarks. And the BBC reports a gang of as many as 20 youths have viciously attacked an off-duty trainee police officer outside a gay bar in Liverpool's city center. James Parks, 22, who is training with the Merseyside Force, was out with friends when he was set upon by the gang on Stanley Street on Sunday night. He was leaving Superstar Boudoir, one of the city's well-known gay bars, when he was attacked. Four boys from the Kirkdale area, one aged 17, two aged 15, and one 14, have been arrested on suspicion of assault. Parks is in a Liverpool hospital with multiple skull fractures and fractures of his eye socket and cheekbone. His condition was described as very critical. A spokesman for Merseyside Police told the BBC the officer, who was openly gay, was with his partner, another man, and a woman when the incident took place. From the language used by the offenders towards the officer, the police perceive it was a homophobic attack. One of Parks' companions was punched in the face. Parks was a police community support officer earlier this year. He began his initial 31 weeks training in May and is due to graduate in early 2010. High visibility patrols have been stepped up in the area and video footage of the scene is being reviewed. Detective Chief Inspector Tim Keelan, leading the investigation, said, quote, "We are treating the assault as a homophobic hate crime, and this incident shows that there are still some people who have not learnt that crimes of this type are completely unacceptable," end quote. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.